Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormis Fatakia. Well, Diwali festivities are gathering steam and the index that was celebrating Diwali yesterday in full gusto was the Nifty Bank. Yesterday's trading session belonged entirely to banks. Nothing more, nothing less. The Nifty Bank had a 1,000-point rally yesterday. Private banks, PSU banks, all of them stepping in to contribute to the up move that the index saw in yesterday's trading session. The key contributor, ICICI Bank, continuing to outperform after its results. Brokerages have called it a class apart after its earnings. 45 out of the 50 analysts who have coverage on the stock have a buy recommendation on it. And after this two-day up move that ICICI Bank has seen over Monday and Tuesday, the stock is now within touching distance of its record high as well. Now, the outperformance of the financials yesterday was evident from the fact that four out of the top five Nifty contributors to the upside were banking stocks. And L&T also chipped in with its contribution ahead of its results today. So it was the private banking sector day. It was a PSU banking sector day as well. The PSU bank index was the top sectoral gainer on Monday. It was the top sectoral gainer yesterday as well. The results that have come in from banks like Canara Bank, Indian Bank, with asset quality improving on a sequential basis, has raised hopes for other PSU banks like SBI, which was up 5% in yesterday's trading session. Well, today is the monthly expiry of the Nifty Bank, but despite this 1,000 point move that we saw in yesterday's trading session, the Nifty Bank is down almost 2,000 points for this series of October, because we started this series almost at record high levels, well above 54,000, and then were almost on the verge of slipping below 50,000. So there is some bit of recovery that is coming in on the Nifty Bank, but it is very likely to end the series on a negative note. We spoke to Jay Bala yesterday of cashthechaos.com, and even he mentioned that this recovery is most likely temporary and it is the Nifty Bank that will lead the next leg of declines. And he said that 52,475 to 52,950 is that range where the Nifty Bank might find resistance, and that State Bank of India holding above the 735 to 765 range is going to be very important for the Nifty Bank bulls. For the Nifty, well, at one point it was down almost 200 points, but courtesy the Nifty Bank, it staged a very, very smart recovery, recovering almost 300 points from the lows of the day, ending very close to the highest point and also ending closer to that mark of 24,500. So we'll keep an eye out on whether the Nifty can sustain on its own in case the Nifty Bank does not perform or see any expiry related volatility in today's trading session. Plenty of earnings reactions, they continue thick and fast. Marico's results were mostly in line. They had already announced their business update. They also mentioned that rural growth is almost double as compared to the urban markets. Domestic volume growth stood at 5%, which was at the higher end of the expectations. Concor's earnings too are mostly in line with expectations, but volumes remain a concern because the volume growth in the first half of FY25 has been well below the guidance that the management had shared. Voltas also reported results yesterday, again in line with expectations. The unitary cooling products, which is their core business, the market share continues to remain at 21%. We keep an eye out on Voltas as well. Kane's Technologies, Star Health Insurance will also be in focus. There are plenty of other earnings reactions as well, like MTAR Tech. So keep an eye out on all of these names. L&T, Dabur, such companies are going to report results today. It's a earnings lighter day compared to the slew and plethora of earnings that we have seen over the last 2 days. Comparatively, there are lesser earnings to be reported today, but important ones at that. Keep an eye out on all marketing companies as well. HP, BP, IOC, after the quarter that they have had, the HPCL has announced a hike in the commission of dealers, and sources are saying that the OMCs have been asked to reduce the intrastate freight rates in some remote areas. So keep an eye out on the oil marketing companies as well. Keep an eye out on Torrent Pharma, because there is a block deal worth up to 3,000 crore that is likely to take place today. Sources are saying that the promoter, which is Torrent Investments, is likely to sell up to 2.9% stake, and the floor price is at a 6% discount to yesterday's close. Keep an eye out on Torrent Pharma. Handover from Wall Street is mixed. Alphabet reported results after market hours. The Nasdaq, a record high in yesterday's trading session in anticipation of a strong quarter from Alphabet, and it was a strong quarter. The cloud business was the outperformer, 35% revenue growth seen in Google Cloud, and that is what the street has liked. Asian markets are mixed in today's trading session, and the GIFT Nifty is indicating a slightly subdued start for our own markets. That's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Plenty of stocks to watch out for. So stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com. We wish you a very happy Diwali and a very prosperous festive season ahead.